None but the hungry heart. 12:27. Conditional strength. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12:9a. Whereas most feel that personal weakness is the great hindrance to a sound Christian life, the real tragedy is the astonishing strength of the old man. The cross for our cursed strength, the Lord Jesus for our blessed weakness. Let no one imagine that he can be effectively used in the Lord's service, or even make progress in the Christian life, without some measure of real entrance into the valuable principle, when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. It is absolutely essential in forming the character of the true servant of the Lord Jesus. Where it is not known and felt, there is sure to be unsubduedness, unbrokenness, and self-occupation in some form or other. On the other hand, where one has been brought into this principle, there will always be a measure of brokenness, softness, and tenderness of spirit, and not only so, but also largeness of heart, and that lovely tendency to rise above those petty, selfish considerations which so sadly hinder the work of God. All of his servants in the Word stand before us as vivid illustrations of the value and necessity of broken material. All had to be broken in order to be made whole, to be emptied in order to be filled, to learn that of themselves they could do nothing, in order to be ready in the Lord Jesus' strength for anything and everything. Our Father's spiritual goal for his own is neither continuous straightness nor continuous poverty. For these are never the end, they are only the means to his end. Straightness is the pathway to expansion. Poverty is the pathway to abundance. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9b.